From Spark and Anvil and Cube Sensei, this is Look, in Chapter 1 of the Cube Sensei cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The air in the Cube Sensei dojo always hummed with a quiet energy, a mix of concentration and the soft click-clack of plastic. Today, a new kind of tension rippled through it. Alex, a cuber who had mastered the basic CFOP method, stood hunched over his puzzle. He was fast, impressively so. But then he'd pause, his eyes darting frantically, before his hands would spring back into action. His average time hovered stubbornly at 18 seconds. Cubix, the mentor, watched from the side, a thoughtful expression on his face. He knew this plateau well. Many cubers reached it. It was a wall built not of skill, but of a subtle, ingrained habit. Then, a small figure moved into the light, almost gliding. This was Look, a careful owl tween in a chunky cartoon dojo vest. Their cool pearl gray skin was striped with soft amber, and their eyes, always scanning, seemed to take in everything at once. A tiny magnifier charm hung from a chain around their neck, and a small laminated card, the Look Ahead card, was tucked into their vest pocket. Look was small, but their presence commanded attention, a quiet hum of observation. Look stopped beside Alex, their gaze sweeping over his hands, then his eyes, then the cube itself. "You're pausing," Look said, their voice calm, almost a whisper, but clear enough to cut through the dojo's ambient sounds. Alex sighed, running a hand through his hair. "I know. It's like my hands just freeze up for a second. I can't find the next pair fast enough." "Your hands stop because your eyes are still searching," Look explained. "They're waiting for directions. The hands follow what the eyes already located. But if the eyes are still looking, the hands have to wait." Alex frowned, turning the cube slowly. "But I have to find the pieces. How else do I know what to do?"
"You find them while your hands are already doing something else," Look replied. "Hands do what they know. Eyes find what's next." This was the essence of Look's craft, the cross-method look-ahead coordinator. It wasn't about learning a new algorithm or a different way to solve the cube. It was about how your brain and body work together, or more often, didn't. The biggest speed bottleneck for intermediate cubers was exactly this: the tiny, lost seconds spent pausing between steps, waiting for the eyes to catch up. Look pulled the look-ahead card from their vest. It showed a diagram of a partially solved cube, with arrows pointing to pieces that weren't yet in place. "Try this drill," Look instructed. "Solve your first F2L pair, but while your hands are executing those moves, your eyes must already be scanning for the second F2L pair. Don't stop looking until you've identified its pieces and where they need to go." Alex looked skeptical. "That sounds hard." "It is," Look agreed. "It's like trying to read a book while someone talks to you about something else. Your brain wants to focus on one thing at a time."
Alex took a deep breath. He started his timer. He solved the first F2L pair. His hands moved with practice speed, but his eyes, trying to track ahead, felt clumsy and disconnected. He fumbled the second pair, then the third. His time was worse than before. "It's out of sync," Alex said, frustrated. "My eyes are trying to do one thing, my hands another."
"Exactly," Look said, nodding. "The first attempts will be clumsy. Your eyes and hands are used to working in sequence, not in parallel. But the rule is simple. Pause time equals unused brain time, and that means lost seconds." Alex tried again and again. He focused on the dual-track attention Look described. His hands moved through the familiar patterns of the current F2L pair, almost on autopilot. Meanwhile, his eyes, with conscious effort, darted across the unsolved faces, searching for the next corner and edge piece, mapping their positions. At first, it felt like two different people were trying to solve the cube at once. His brain ached with the effort. But slowly, subtly, something shifted. By the 10th attempt, his eyes started tracking ahead more naturally. The frantic darting softened into a smoother, more purposeful scan. His hands, still completing the first pair, seemed to anticipate the next set of instructions from his eyes. A tiny gap, a micropause, vanished.
When Alex finally looked at his timer, his eyes widened. 17 seconds, then 16. By the end of the week, after drilling this single concept, his average time had dropped to 14 seconds. The change was remarkable. Look ahead is a meta skill, Look explained, watching Alex's triumphant grin. It applies to everything. CFOP's F2L, Ru's blocks, ZZ's pairs, or Tega's PBL recognition. Every method has its own what's next to find. The skill is universal. Eyes ahead, hands following. Cubic smiled quietly, a sense of completion settling over him. Look closes the cast, he murmured, almost to himself. Look turned, their gaze sweeping across the dojo, as if addressing not just Alex, but all the cubers, all the methods, all the potential paths. Six characters, one dojo. Layer, who teaches patience and building from the bottom first. Cross, who shows the four stages on the road. Block, who guides us to build blocks, not just crosses. Edge, who helps us orient first for easier solving. Pear, who reminds us that small cubes deserve small methods. And me, Look, who teaches eyes ahead, hands following. The meta skill that applies across all methods. Look paused, letting their words settle. Together, we are the cast, the method stewards of Cube Sensei. We hold many methods. We rank none of them. Different cubers, different minds, different methods. The cube is the same. The road is the cubers to choose. The cast walks alongside, holding the methods open, accessible, and patiently practiced.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Look. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.